Our study continues in the first chapter of 1 Samuel. We're ready to begin at the 25th verse. And Hannah has just brought her young child Samuel, at the time of his weaning, to Shiloh, to the tabernacle, to the priest Eli, and the child is to be offered up then to the service of God. She vowed to God that if he would give her this child, that she would make him dedicated to the Lord all the days of his life. And verse 25 says, and they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. So they came to Shiloh with the child. They came with a sacrifice, with an offering to God, not in any kind of a haughty spirit saying, look, God, I'm giving you my child. Now, this makes me some kind of a very grand person and you kind of owe me some special favors. No, they came with sacrifice to God. They came in all humility. And this was a very deep and sincere act on the part of Hannah. Verse 26, and she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. So here Hannah reminds Eli that she's that woman that stood there praying unto the Lord so fervently, so ardently, praying with tears, praying in a state in which her soul was in a state of bitterness. And Samuel was even accusing her of being drunken at the time because her prayer was a silent prayer. And so she says, I'm the one that prayed at that time. I was praying that God would give me this child. And I made a vow that if he gave me this child, that I would dedicate him then to the service of the Lord. So here I am back, Eli. My prayer has been answered. I am really a different person now because of this great blessing that God has given me. So she says in verse 27, for this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I ask of him. And it is well for us to realize when God does answer our prayers, when he does give us the things that we ask for, that we recognize this. We extol the great grace and mercy of God to others. We let them know that we have been blessed. We let them know that these things are answers to our prayers, that they are promises fulfilled, and consequently, God then gets the credit for having done this. So, the Lord hath given me my petition, which I ask of him. She lets Eli know that this wasn't an empty, unheard prayer that she gave, but God had answered it, and here was the result of it, this son Samuel. Verse 28, therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. Now there's some interesting thought here in this idea of lending him to the Lord. This word for lent him is another way that the word Samuel can actually be translated, so that it can be translated heard of God, ask of God, and then lent to God. And as we think of lending him to God, this brings our mind to the realization that any time we return something to God, any time we give something to God, it is always going to result in God repaying us as much or more than what we give him. So in that sense, we're only lending it to him because we're going to be repaid for it. He's going to pay us back. He's going to give us back several fold many times what we've given him. So it's not a matter of our losing anything or giving up anything, really. When we give it to God, if it's a worthy present for God, if it's something that is going to be beneficial to the cause of God, we're going to be repaid for having put that effort or that value back into the work of God. So really, we're not giving in the sense of never receiving it back again, because we will receive it back in another form. Another thing that this reminds us when we lend something to God is that God has already first given this to us. It's not something that we have made of our own doings and invented or discovered or created, but this is something that God has given us in the first place. So we're really giving it back. We're lending it back then, because it was first of all given to us by him, and it's originally his possession to start with. And so God is ending up with that which was originally his to begin with, and consequently then we are simply giving to God what we actually owe to God. Now, she says, as long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. So his life is dedicated to being a servant of the Lord, and this is a wonderful life. a wonderful life for Samuel to live, a wonderful tribute for Hannah to make in return for having been given this son. Had God not given the son, he wouldn't even existed anyway. But now he's going to be not only a son to Hannah, but he's also going to be a servant to the Lord for all of his life. And that's a wonderful stature, wonderful position to have in this life. And then the last sentence, and he worshiped the Lord there. Although he was a young child, although he had just been weaned, and he was probably somewhere between the ages of 3 or maybe even up as old as 7 or 8, he worshiped the Lord there. A young child can be taught respect for God, can be taught to pray to God and to praise God and to respect the holy things of God so that he then can actually participate in the worship to God. So he worshiped the Lord there, and we see then that Samuel is getting off to a very good start now, even at a young age, of being a servant to the true and living God. And now we move into the second chapter of 1 Samuel.